Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast. It's Monday, October 26th, and I'm Drew Doherty. The Texans beat the 49ers on Sunday, 24-21, and the offense, in particular in the first half, looked solid. After the game, quarterback Matt Schaub spoke with the media and answered questions.
Congratulations on a big win, Matt. How's your confidence right now in the team? Can you just sort of give us a rundown on that?
Our confidence is high. Anytime you go out and you win a game, you get a lot of confidence, especially when you're playing well and doing some good things. Obviously, in that game, there's a lot of stuff we can clean up penalty-wise, turnover-wise, but just playing more consistently, especially in the second half. But, you know, we knew they'd come out of the gates in the second half with a plan and some adjustments. And, you know, they started to make a little comeback, but we answered with a field goal drive to make it a 10-point game, and then our defense made a big turnover at the end. So a lot of things took place to help us win, and so we feel good about where we're at. We just got to keep getting better and move on to the next week.
Matt, on your last offensive possession, you just kept throwing it. Will you talk about your comfort level and where you've arrived at and your offensive identity?
Well, I'm definitely comfortable in there. Our guys battled up front all day and gave me plenty of time, and we got some guys open in the secondary, and we knew we just had to keep playing football there. We had to keep doing our thing and moving it passing-wise. We couldn't just try and force-feed the run there. We had to move the ball down there and make, you know, it's a 7-point game, so we want to try and get a field goal at least, and, you know, made a big play there to Andre and to Owen, so we just had to keep playing.
Yeah, Matt, that's what I was going to ask you about. What did you see on that 44-yard pass that got that drive started?
Well, we had a play-action fake, and we were able to get Andre over the top of the secondary, and I just wanted to give him a chance, and I didn't quite see, you know, make the catch, but it had to have been a tremendous play and to be able to hold on to the ball.
Matt, can you talk about the connection you and Owen seem to have, and it continues to grow as you go on this season?
Yeah, it's something that we worked hard at in the offseason, during the spring and in OTAs and training camp, just developing that feel with one another when he's working the middle of the field on linebackers and safeties. And, you know, he's finding the holes in the defense. I'm just trying to get him the ball where he can make plays, and, you know, he's doing a heck of a job.
How reliable is he becoming as, you know, your go-to receiver?
He's tremendously reliable. I have complete confidence that if I give him a chance, he's going to make a play on the football. And you know, it's a tough task for defenders to try and cover him one-on-one, whether it be a linebacker or safety. And, you know, so he creates many, you know, mismatches that are in our favor.
Schaub's favorite target on the day was tight end Owen Daniels, who cracked the 100-yard mark receiving yardage-wise and also caught a touchdown in the victory. Daniels, too, spoke after the win.
Owen, it's got to be hard to get open in the NFL. How in the world are you able to get open that often and make such great catches?
I think I'm lucky, first of all, to be working on this offense, really tight end friendly. We run a lot of stuff to get me open. So sometimes, you know, it's up to me to get open versus man coverage, but sometimes it's coverage just to find the spot, you know, watching film and see where the open spot's going to be.
Owen, you kind of, as you progress this season, kind of creating your own little niche for it, you know, without going to Andre all the time. How could you see you?
Well, you know, Andre's a great player for us, you know, the best receiver in the league, in my opinion, and he's going to get a lot of attention, so, you know, we need other guys to step up and make plays and get open, take some pressure off him. So, you know, we're going to get Andre the ball a lot, but with the coverage his teams play, to take him away, other people have to, you know, get open and make plays, and I'm trying to do that.
On the last possession, the last offensive possession, he just kept throwing it. Would you talk about the confidence he has and the comfort level you guys have arrived at in throwing it on first down?
You know, I think we're obviously a pass-first team. We started today throwing the ball. We like to run the ball a little better than we have in terms of yards per carry, but we're still running it, so people have to pay attention. Defense has to pay attention to what we're doing. Our play action is still working. So we're committed to run, but we're definitely going to, you know, think pass first, I think, right now, what we're doing.
I feel like both offensively and defensively, you guys have turned some kind of corner since the halftime of Arizona.
I think we've been playing really well since then, yeah. Couldn't get much going in the first half of that game, but since then, I think, how many quarters has that been? 10 quarters? I think we played pretty well. I think 8 out of those 10 quarters. You know, we struggled today in the second half. Struggled a little bit in the fourth quarter against Cincy, but You know, but overall, defense has been stepping up, doing a lot of good things, and the offense has been doing the same.
Is there confidence level in the room?
Absolutely. I know. I think winning three out of the last four, when you're winning games, confidence builds easily. So we're feeling good about what we're doing, but we're only 4-3, so we got a lot of work to do, but we're definitely more confident week to week after a week.
Owen, there's a lot of tight ends in the NFL. Do you watch the other tight ends? And in your opinion, who is the best tight end in the NFL?
Definitely. When we're watching teams, defenses week to week, keep an eye on what the tight end does and how successful they were week to week. I think someone asked me the same question the other day. I think you can't take it away from Tony Gonzalez being the best. I got a chance to play with him in the Pro Bowl. He's a hard worker, even though he's been doing it for so long, he's been good for so long. He's got tremendous range, put the ball pretty much anywhere. He's a pretty darn good blocker, too. So I took what I could from him when I was out there, and I'm applying it this year.
Steve Slayton had some good and some bad. A pair of touchdowns on the day, one courtesy of the pass, one courtesy of the run, but he also coughed the ball up on a fumble. Afterwards, Slayton talked about ball security and other things with the media.
Still battling to get the yards. I mean, obviously, a nice run at the end, fatten up your stats a little bit. But what's it going to take to get back to where you were last year statistically?
Let's just keep pressing. I think that's the biggest thing, and then sticking with it. But I mean, as long as we're winning, that's a positive thing.
You know what I mean? You're not really depressed.
I'll take a double W any day.
Did you find that? Did anybody say anything to you? I mean, were coaches on the sidelines after the fumble? I mean, is that? I know it's become a bit of an issue, but they had enough faith to put you back in there.
That's pretty much what they said. It's just that you gotta go out there and make another play and protect the ball. I mean, anytime anybody fumbles, that's gonna be the number one thing coaches say is protect the ball.
Center Chris Myers and the guys up front got it done with the W, and he too answered questions afterwards.
What happened there in the first half? You guys were moving the ball pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, we were pretty successful with, obviously passing the ball. The run game was taking a little bit to get started. And then, coming halftime, they're making adjustments as much as we are. And we came out, tried to do some of the similar things, and just kind of got stopped for a little bit. I mean, we were kind of moving the ball down the field, but we were stopping ourselves with turnovers and penalties and all that stuff.
How big was that Slayton big game there at the end?
It was huge. I mean, it's huge. We haven't had a big run like that all season. And, to have one in a crucial time was big for us. And, they brought a little bit of a blitz, and we kind of caught him in it, and he broke three. So we need to be able to do that a lot.
Do you guys think you're getting closer to that as far as letting those big plays come for him?
I think so. I mean, we haven't hit that 100-yard rushing mark yet, let alone having a 100-yard rusher. That's one of the things we're really working on, and we're paying close attention to it.
How solid is that 49er defense, what those adjustments were?
They're real solid. I mean, from inside all the way out, they're just a force to be reckoned with. I mean, we have to prepare for them. And I mean, we had certain protections that were, blocking one way, certain protections blocking the other. And every team is doing that week in and week out. So they're a tough defense.
How good does it feel to be a game above 500?
It's good. It's real nice. I mean, to be able to finally reach that plateau and be over 500 and, have a couple games here before our bye week, we just need to, finish strong going into the bye week.
Left tackle Dwayne Brown protected Schaub's blind side yet again on Sunday, and Brown took questions from the media in the locker room after the win.
The penalty that you had on that particular play came right after Schaub got sacked. Did that have something to do with the heat between you?
No. I mean, that sack I felt like was more of a coverage sack. I blocked the guy pretty good. I moved on from that play. The second play, like I said, I felt like they were being cheap at the pals towards the end of the game, throughout the game. And, I just wanted to make sure, that didn't happen. And the referees thought I was, trying to, get something started. And, they threw a flag on me.
That's what you're known for, right, causing problems and fights?
Nah, not at all, man. Like I said, I play this game for fun. I play with passion. I know a few of the guys over there on that defense, and I definitely don't want to start anything. Just want to make sure my guys are okay.
You said it was a cheap play against Winston, but was it more so against Slayton throughout the game? Were there more problems that you saw with that defense going against Slayton, or is it just that one play against Eric?
It was throughout the game, towards Slayton, but it was one play in particular where Eric, almost had to come out of the game, because he got hurt, and guys were trying to push him back and bend him back on the pile, and I went in and did the same thing I did that one play, just trying to clean stuff up. They didn't have a problem then, but, that one play, they felt like I was doing too much.
What do you think about Slayton playing today?
I think he played pretty good, man. you know, just that one turnover, you know, other than that, I felt like he had a pretty good day. You know, he busted that one out in the fourth quarter, you know, that really got that drive going, you know, so he had a pretty good game, I think.
Are you guys, do you think you're just a couple more of those big plays away from getting him going like he was last year?
Definitely. You know, San Francisco is one of the top 10 defenses against the rush. You know, you're not going to just keep running the ball on them, man. And, you know, you just got to hope for those big plays. You know, you get 2-3 of those, you know, and you can get the momentum going and get him going.
We sure do appreciate you listening to this Texans Today podcast. Make sure you keep it here at HoustonTexans.com to find out everything you could ever want to know about your favorite football team, its players, its cheerleaders, coaches, and more. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.